www.blogtalkradio.com.
We are launching into hour number 3 of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on our website, so enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. That is the point of the show, so let's talk to Nick, calling from Mars. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I usually call from Illinois, but since the lady previously exposed my high-rise in Mars, I guess the cat's out of the bag.
You're referring. I have to keep recapping because people keep bringing her up, but I always have new people tuning in. If you weren't listening to the first hour of the show, you missed a real nut job. A lady called in alleging that she had discovered evidence of civilization on Mars from NASA's photos by recoloring them, by adding color to them. She said that uncovered the truth, that there are actually people and buildings and apparently a military as well on Mars.
You can see the pictures yourself.
Oh, yeah, military. Yeah, we got
AbideMiracles.com.
That's her crazy website. Yep. Yeah, you can see it for yourself. It's quite amusing. You have to wonder what the hell is going on in that woman's head. She is seeing things that are not there.
God only knows.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Last night I wanted to talk about immigration. There was kind of an immigration night.
Most of the
topics were centered around that. And one of the last callers, specifically one of the last callers who was not for open immigration, I would characterize this position as xenophobia at best and strict racism at worst. And I'll tell you why.
Seems fair.
At dictionary.com, they define racism as a belief or doctrine that inherent differences among the various human races determine cultural or individual achievement, usually involving the idea that one's own race is superior and has the right to rule others. Now, the guy last night, I remember distinctly hearing him say that the illegal immigrants, specifically the Latino Americans, saying that he had been to Mexico dozens and dozens of times, and that meant that he was an expert on the Mexican culture and immigrants from the Latin American areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish that there was some kind of word for this phenomena, as though being in some country, like people when you talk about immigration will often ask, have you ever been outside of the country? They'll ask us that, as though me traveling to the Bahamas or Greece or any of these places has anything to do with me understanding other cultures. I went to the Greek island of Heraklion, and I fed some chocolate cookies to some stray cats. Well, I mean, what the hell do I know about Greek culture? Not a darn thing.
It's that same air of superiority that people try to pull. For instance, I've encountered it with people that have asked me. I've called, for instance, local talk shows here in Keene and had talked out against the government programs and coercion and things like that. And some people, sort of inside the system, people will come back at me and say, well, have you ever served your country? I mean, the idea is, the suggestion there is that you don't have a right to say things about the government unless you've actually been a part of the government, unless you've actually worked.
Right. We're allowed to steal from you as much as we want because you haven't been in the military. What kind of nonsense is that?
What's that? If you don't like it, you should go and run for office and be a part of the entire system that you despise.
I don't believe in stealing. Thank you very much.
So it is that sort of superior attitude that people try to, you know, if they can't beat you intellectually, they try to beat you by saying, well, I've gone more places than you.
Right.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I'm on the show, and I've been to 45 states and 13 countries. You know, I haven't been all over, and I certainly don't know very much about the countries I've been in, but at the very least, I can come back with that nonsense. And they always come after us on age, too.
There's that one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, basically what he said last night was the Mexican people cannot comprehend the ideas of liberty. I don't understand where these people are coming from, but they must. Do they seriously think that Mexico is just full of socialist leper tuberculosis infested immigrants
want to invade
the country?
I think
make it
the other side of the question. The other side of the question is: do they think that America is full of people that understand liberty? Because I'll tell you, it's not. It's not for a second.
And I I think this is something that they usually use so that they can kind of evade the fact that they just don't like Mexican people.
Sure.
They don't like Latino Americans. They don't like them.
They're scared.
You know, I see the general. I remember what the gentleman you were talking about. I see his point to some extent, which is that basically
they're
Mexicans
poor,
vote
so
Democrat.
Socialist. I mean, it just seems like an obvious block that he was using to evade the fact that he must have some serious problems
I think
with
you're right.
his culture.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
He's scared, man.
Listen for a second, though.
You don't like them different folk.
Many libertarians come from the standpoint that one party or the other is, the Republicans or the Democrats are better than, they're not good, but they're better than the other one. So let's say he's a libertarian that believes that Republicans are better than Democrats, because they're certainly out there.
I think that's fair.
Okay. Now, would as a libertarian who believes that, do you think it's a good idea from your personal viewpoint to let a whole bunch of people who are, 80% likely to vote for Democrats to move into your town, state, or country?
You see, I would say no, but my experience is that Mexican-Americans really don't vote.
Right. That's my experience.
But
that immigrants are just, they come here and they work hard and they stay pretty much apolitical. They stay outside of the system.
And I'll tell you, as a self-proclaimed agorist, and if your listeners want to know anything more about agorism, just go to agorism.info. I have talked to a lot of illegal immigrants, and they are very responsive to the message of libertarianism
sure
in
they
that
are.
Context because they're living in the counter economy. They're living that life of they're doing a lot of illegal stuff, and they're doing it because it's the right thing to do, no matter what the government says.
No doubt about it, Nick. Good call. Thank you for making it tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
And by the way, just simply if we let people across the border doesn't mean that we would have to let them vote. I'm not suggesting that this is the way that I think things should be. I think largely letting people vote for how my life is going to be run is wrong and bad.
Right, but because that's one of the excuses they use.
You could let as many as you want across the border, and then you have this sort of citizenship test so that they're properly trained in the government or whatever and go from there.
Well,
most Americans probably couldn't answer most of these questions on the citizenship
test.
That
much is true. And, the fact that there is voting and the fact that there is the government is one of the arguments that they make, is that, they're going to come here and they're going to vote against me. They're going to vote to take more of my money. They're going to vote to do blah, blah, blah. Well, stop voting and stop participating in the system. If the system wasn't there, then what do you have? Then we can break down objection after objection, and 9 times out of 10 it comes out to, we come out to find out that the person's just a bigot. The person just doesn't like brown people. I'm not saying that guy was that kind of person, but
I don't think it's entirely fair. The simple fact that you pay taxes because you want to avoid going to jail, and believe me, a lot of Americans pay taxes to avoid going to jail, whether they're willing to admit it to themselves or not.
It's time they stop.
I understand you can sit there and you can make that statement. I can't. It's just not a choice that I can make in my life.
To stop paying taxes?
Yeah.
Because your wife won't let you?
Yeah. I've got a wife.
You can make the
choice.
I've got
a kid. Yeah, sure. I don't, I can decide that I don't want to live with the wife and I want the kid to go away and all those other things. Screw you and your stupid advice, Ian. Sorry.
I didn't say it was advice.
Yes, it is. You stated it in a command fashion. It was not a suggestion.
Stop paying taxes.
Stop participating in the system.
That's right.
Stop voting. That's what
you said.
Yeah, in a command fashion.
That's what it's going to take, man.
I got to tell you, the vast majority of people out there,
your advice is completely useless. What happens if a bunch of people stop paying? Then you think your wife would think differently?
Yeah, if enough people that she knew perhaps stop paying, but she doesn't know those 60 million people that don't pay taxes in the United States.
Well, most of them are just retired and stuff like that.
I don't think that's true. When I started looking at the numbers of taxpayers, I think that's 60 million people that make money in the system and don't pay taxes on it.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk to Tom in Florida and Vince, and take your calls as well. Amp lines are ringing in. Ladies, you come first if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called brown gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Our website, by the way, is freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site we give away, including the updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting your own business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do wills, living trusts, living wills, powers of attorney. You can get $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com by using code FTL. That's FTL at LegalZoom.com.
We go to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. So we'll talk with Tom in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Oh, thank you. Am I on?
You are. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the police, since you were talking about them earlier. I wish I could be more specific, but I spoke with, you know Mark Stevens.
We love Mark
Stevens.
He
knows about this particular case. It occurred in Baltimore, in which a family brought suit against the police in Baltimore because, I don't know if it was a family member, daughter or wife or whatever, was, abducted and raped and murdered.
Oh, my.
And so they thought, hey, you know, there was poor police coverage in the area, and we're going to sue you. Well, of course, they went to court, and they lost.
Sure.
And I wish I could name the case. Once upon a time, again, Mark Steven knows all about it.
To adventuresinlegalland.com, that's Mark's website. I'm pretty sure he cites some of those cases in his free articles, but certainly they are cited in his book, Adventures in Legal Land. And there are several of them. It's not just the Baltimore case. There are Supreme Court cases that have said over and over again, it has been reiterated time and time again, that the police have no obligation to provide you with any services whatsoever, including the most rudimentary protection services. In fact, no government agency is obligated in any way to provide you with anything.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He said that they were under no obligation, and he even went into the constitutional aspect of it and said, and neither is it implied, written, or any way within the Constitution that they're here to protect us. The other thing that people should ask themselves or think about is, if you had a contract with the police, if you got mugged or your car was stolen or your house was broken into, if you had a contract with them, a true contract, you could sue them.
Yeah, they'd be responsible for protecting you, and they're not.
And
the same would be true of the fire departments in your town. If your house burned down and they let it, they'd be responsible for it burning down. Aren't they the fire protection service?
Exactly.
Well, it would depend on what the contract said. I mean, the fact is, by the time they get there, the fire's already going to burn something.
But what good is a an organization that's supposed to keep your house from burning down? That's what people think that fire departments are there for. Fire departments are there to prevent the other houses your house from burning down.
Correct.
Look, if you set your house on fire, what's anybody ever going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
But they extort money from you based on the idea that, well, they're protecting you against houses burning down. And certainly, sometimes fire departments are able to save some, even all of somebody's property. It's great when they're able to do it, but they're not obligated.
Nope.
They try very hard.
Tom?
Yeah. Just another horror story. I got a whole bunch of them, but I'll just tell you about one that happened recently to a friend of mine.
Okay.
He was coming home in my neighborhood here, and we happened to be having some sewers put in. And the roads are pretty torn up, and there's not much of a shoulder. So about 11:30 at night, he's coming to his house, and blue light comes on behind him, and he can't really pull off. He's got not that far to go, 100 yards or less to get to his house. So
100 yards, okay.
Hands out the window and kind of waves to the cop, kind of pointing with his finger, like, I'm going to turn in.
Yeah.
He pulls into his driveway. The cop goes into a rage, saying, you didn't pull over when I told you to. And he said, the sewer, we've got gravel, we've got no shoulders, all kinds of stuff's going on here. Cop literally hurt him badly, took his hands behind his back. he impounded his car in his driveway and had it towed out of his driveway.
Wow.
See,
they really get
jail.
Upset, man.
I don't think they can do that. That sounds illegal. But the fact is that they, they do pretty much what they want. And this is what I don't understand, is that the police seem to propagate the same thing. Is what in the world would you want me to stop in the middle of the road for, man? You're the one who has to walk back and forth. Cops get killed all the time in America walking along the side of the road because, people are too scared to even pull a few hundred yards up into a parking
lot. Because of crap like this, because they know how the cops get. I mean, I remember one time I was driving and the cop came right along behind me, put the lights on, and I wanted to get to a parking lot, but by the time I got to the next stoplight, which was really, again, only a few hundred yards up there, and I was going slow. It's not like I jammed the gas pedal to get there. I slowed down by about half. That way, you know, he could clearly clearly know that I knew he was there. And instead of going to the parking lot, I turned right off the main road and went down a side road because I didn't want to pull over in the way of traffic. And by the time I had turned at the stoplight, the dude was up my butt. Like you wouldn't believe, flashing his lights and beeping his little horn at me, and they're so rude.
Right. Where are you going to go? I can't outrun you with your interceptor engine, pal. I know that if you make a call on the radio, you're going to have people there.
And he doesn't have anything better to do?
I had a cop almost run into me because I managed to stop faster than they did. This is the kind of behavior this brings.
They're a bunch of violent animals, the ones that behave that way. Some of them are good guys, but, man, I don't believe that their claims that 90+% are the good guys. No, I'm sorry. They don't act like that when they're around my friends. That's not the way they act. They don't act like good guys. They act like dangerous thugs. Tom, any other thoughts?
This guy went to jail. He came over here to my house because I was going to take him up to get his car impounded and told him the whole story. And that's nothing more than that happened.
And wait, why did they take him to jail? Because he didn't pull over right away?
The guy started screaming at him. He said he's disrespecting the police officer. You've heard it all before. It's terrible.
You know what, buddy? Not you, Tom, but the police. You have to earn my respect. You don't get respect for me just because you're wearing a damn badge and a uniform. That's just not how respect works for me.
Yeah, well, he called even a couple. He had a couple more squad cars pull up too. There was about four police there when he got done. I think there was four cars in total.
Yeah, no real criminals to be dealing with apparently at that time. Thanks,
Tom.
One more horror story.
I
know you've got a bunch more, but we've got to get to these other calls here. But call us again. There's never any shortage of police horror stories to go around. And it's sad that that's the case, but that's the case. That's the world we live in today. Things would be a lot different if we had private protection services. Because one thing's for sure, they would be interested in satisfying their customers, and I would not be satisfied with a protection service that deemed to extract money from me because I was driving a little bit too fast. I mean, the fact is, those kinds of that wouldn't even exist in the marketplace. Yeah, there would be private road owners with enforcers to make sure their rules were followed, but as far as extracting money from you for it, how many people are going to sign that contract that says that they're going to have to pay out money if they're going 5 miles over the speed limit? No, it doesn't seem very likely that would exist.
That'd be like
Walmart charging you for spilling a can of peanut butter or something in the aisle. You're getting charged a $100 fine for that from Walmart. That just doesn't happen in the marketplace. More coming up. You can take control of the airways. It's the cost of doing business. They know stuff's going to break, so they factor that into their end prices. And they just say, hey, sorry that happened. We'll clean it up. You keep doing your shopping. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline
minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SniderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SniderHealth.com. That's SniderHealth.com.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's IonicSalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, they include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both free for you. So enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls, Vince is on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Vince.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good, sir.
Great. What's on your mind, Vince?
Well, listen, we got one here that leads off the Indianapolis Star News, and the cop accused of a prostitution ring.
The cops are accused of being involved in a prostitution ring?
This is one cop here. It says a gentleman by a patrolman named Jeremy Lee was fired after Johnson County prosecutors filed a felony charge against him and evading promoting prostitution. His wife faces five felony counts of promoting prostitution. And then this other guy named Jerry McCoy, who served as the Marion County Sheriff's liaison, is charged with patronizing prostitutes and misdemeanor. He was also the former director of the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute and a Maryville, Indiana police chief and public safety.
Wait. Slow down a second. The former director of the Institute for Criminal Justice and a former police chief was one of the customers, and one of the cops and his wife were the essentially the pimp and the hooker?
Yep.
Did they catch anybody else at it? I mean, how many other people in the department knew and were involved, I wonder?
They said there were, these were the only three.
Mm.
But, we've had several that have been arrested. I mean, since about June, we had James Long, Robert Long, James Davis, And Jason Edwards was arrested on federal charges of conspiracy to deal marijuana and drugs.
The corruption never ends, does it, Vince? As long as there's prohibition, there will always be cops willing to deal drugs and pimp, you know, pimp whores and do whatever it takes to get some, you know, cash rolling in.
And then there was a guy, a former police, or another police officer, and there was a narcotics investigation, was in charge of two felonies of selling handguns to convicted burglar.
Nice. That's just great.
Take him out of the property room and sell him.
Well, I think that the convicted murderer had the right to buy a handgun. However, you know, the idea is that the police are there to enforce laws.
I think, yeah, exactly. And I think that people should be able to buy prostitutes and buy sexual services and buy drugs. I think all of that stuff should be re-legalized.
It's just that these people are using their power to get away with crimes, and that's bad.
Right. These are the same people who that same week might have arrested people for doing that those very same things.
Yeah.
And so essentially arresting people for selling drugs or being prostitutes, while at the same time you are actually selling drugs or stealing drugs or being a prostitute or a pimp, is just your way of controlling the marketplace. That's really all they're doing. They're going out and they're essentially, literally arresting their competition. I mean, it's just outrageous. And the stories speak for themselves. Vince, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you bringing that to the forefront. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That's just that's reality, my friends.
It's true.
You prohibit a product, you prohibit a service, it goes underground, and it becomes the realm of the criminal element. And those cops are criminals. Now, what you'll find is that the cops don't get punished the same way that the rest
generally
of
those criminals
do.
They don't. They'll get sentences that are lighter than the rest of us would. They get defended better. They know the system. It's just, it's really unfortunate, and the fact is, it's just the way things are going to be. The more things that are prohibited, the more things cops are going to be into. If they were just out there, well, protecting us from harm, in the sense of, you know, going after murderers and arsonists and people that actually hurt people, you wouldn't see as much of that.
No, and they wouldn't have to really be doing internal investigations on themselves if they were going after murderers. I mean, because odds are good the murderer's not working on the police force. I suppose it's possible, but I mean, how much do they spend? How many taxpayer dollars do they spend doing these investigations? How many months did they spend undercover, you know, working to bust this guy for this prostitution ring?
Lots.
I mean, there's a significant amount of money and resources that are being expended, not just to look into the cops that are doing these things, but also, of course, to everybody else. But the amount of resources, the time and the effort and the money that's spent, all of that could be spent on going after real criminals. Not that I'm suggesting that I support the government police. I think that we should have market-based protection services. But just ending the war on drugs and the war on prostitution would do a lot to bring the cops back into favor with the average person. I mean, people that I know, people in my life, I would have a tough time thinking of people in my life who actually like the police, as far as they're not, you know, deathly afraid of them. They haven't heard story after story.
There's a common sort of human reaction, which is to, you know, like and be friendly towards those that might hurt you, because that way they would be less likely to hurt you. You know, I mean, it'd be a little harder for a guy to shoot you when you're smiling at him and you're getting him to smile at you. So there are many people out there that say, the cops are great people, we would be, you know, and they parrot the lines that they've been told over and over again.
But you don't think
but when those
it?
Lights go whoop, 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 in the rearview mirror, those people are scared. And I don't think we should be frightened of our employees. And that's what these people are. They are our employees.
No,
in the
you don't
sense
sign
that,
their checks.
The money that is stolen from me is given to them.
That's true, but that doesn't make them your employees.
They're
because
supposed
you aren't
to
in
be.
Charge.
They're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, it's a nice idea, but it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't.
All right, we continue and talk to Buddy in Florida on the Amp Line. Buddy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Well, I have this friend who recently discovered that he was transgendered.
He discovered that he was transgendered. Now, what does transgendered mean?
Well, he's male to female. Like, in his mind, he believes that he's a female.
But he's actually male. He has a penis between his legs.
Right.
And so he has discovered what? He's discovered that he believes he's a female?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
So he's a woman trapped in a man's body.
Gotcha.
Right.
The sort of cliche.
Anyway, he's been making passes at me, right?
Okay.
And, like, we'll be talking on Yahoo Messenger, and he'll ask me something to the effect of, buddy, do you think of me as a real girl? And I'll tell him, yeah. And then he'll say something like, well, I'm surprised you haven't made a move yet. And it's kind of creeping me out. You know?
Yeah, that is pretty creepy. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering if you guys could give me some advice on letting him down easy, because this kid, he gets, like, really attached to people. And I don't know if he'll, like, go psycho or if he'll commit suicide or something.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
It's making me uncomfortable. You know?
I think that that's the way to go with it. Is if you tell him, look, that's just not the way it is for me. I'm not a gay man trapped in a straight man's body, like you're a woman trapped in a man's body, and it's uncomfortable for me.
I liked our old relationship where I was just your friend, and you could certainly talk to me about things going on in your life, but I'm not interested in pursuing any sort of romantic relationship. If you're worried that he's that fragile,
I don't like to kiss somebody who has razor stubble. No thanks.
Well, if you're worried that he's that fragile and that saying something like that, I mean, that's pretty tame. It's not being mean or anything like that. It's just telling him what's what. If you're worried that he's that fragile to where he could crack and hurt himself or hurt you, then if that's what you're concerned about, if he does start to go off the deep end, then you're just going to break contact.
Yeah, you're just not responsible for that. If a person...
Yeah, I might have to do that, actually.
Yeah. If a person's that fragile, you're not responsible for
that. Now, come on up to New Hampshire, join the Free State Project, and that'll help you get away, right?
I have one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Ian, I recently bought a koosh. Do you know anywhere?
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bud in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Bud.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call, Mark and Ian.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to agree with Ian on the whole taxpayer issue. You know, the way I see it, we have only two ways to get our country back. We can either get the torches and the pitchforks and march on Washington and tar and feather those guys and run them out of town on a rail, which probably isn't likely.
Nope.
Or we can do it in a nonviolent manner, and that would be to hit them financially. If 67% of the people in this country are disgruntled with the administration and Congress, mm-hmm. 67% of the people refuse to pay, you wouldn't be paying any federal employees. There wouldn't be any IRS agents coming to get you.
And you don't even need the 67%. I know you may have more points, so hang on. We'll bring you back for more, Bud. More with Bud and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person, because you're going to get a free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call right now, 1-800-479-6961. That's right. Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of ultra-pure Omega Berry Fish Oil capsules because they want everyone to experience the health benefits of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil. Now, everyone knows fish oil is important for heart health, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, joints, even focus and concentration. And with up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, well, you're going to feel the difference. So now's your chance. Experience the miracle of fish oil yourself with your free bottle. Call right now, and we'll also send you free skin rejuvenating serum for fine lines and wrinkles. For your free bottle and free serum, call now. 1-800-479-6961. 1-800-479-6961. 1-800-479-6961.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then visit promote.freetalklive.com to figure out all the different ways that you can help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world and around the country. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, but specifically, there's one of the promotional items I'd like to highlight tonight, and that is voting. We really need your vote. If you've yet to vote, and odds are you have yet to vote, because only a couple hundred people have at this point.
341.
Oh, really? More than a couple hundred. That's pretty good growth in a day's time or so there, day two.
Yeah, we've been progressively moving up pretty much one rank every day.
But we're still not number one.
No, we're number four, which I believe we were yesterday also. But we're only 6 votes away from being number three, 7 votes, I should say. So to overtake the third position, we'd need 7 votes.
You could be one of those 7. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote for the show. It takes you less than a minute. You only need an email address, and that's only used for verification purposes.
It would make me very happy.
You're a real person. It does. Mark just, he's constantly on this thing with me. He's always calling me up and saying, Ian, we're not in first place. And,
from your standpoint as, making the calls to radio stations, it doesn't really matter to a program director whether we're in the first position or not.
Not really.
But I can tell you that when I'm talking to advertisers and I can send them to podcastalley.com, they know that this podcast thing's sort of important in the world. They know it's up and coming. They want to be on the cutting edge. They need to be in the right places to advertise to new people. They have to break open in new markets, and they want to make safe, good decisions. A good way to do that is to go with the number one show.
And, there you go.
You know, when I'm pointing them, it's a heck of a lot easier to say I'm the number one show than, well, I'm right to this month where we seem to be
we're
at number
7.
Yeah, that's just not that great.
Right. So go to vote.freetalklive.com, and once you've voted, go the extra mile and maybe contact a few friends on your instant message list or a few friends via email and ask them to do you a favor and vote for the show. And maybe they'll ask you, well, what's Free Talk Live? And that'll start them listening.
Yeah, you've got how many people are right now on, if you're on your computer, how many people are online that you know
it's
that
the
you
evening.
Can just send
a lot.
You can just send a little form IM to them that says please vote for at vote.freetalklive.com. They won't spam you or steal your email address, and you can get those people to vote, and if they ask about Free Talk Live, even better.
1-800-259-9231. Back to Bud in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Bud, you're back. You were talking taxes.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I was just, you know, we were saying 67% of the people don't like what's going on. Stop paying. You don't have any federal judges getting paid, no IRS agents getting paid, no federal marshals getting paid, the Army isn't getting paid. Nobody gets paid. There's nobody to come take your stuff from you.
I think it's a great idea, but there's a hole. There's a flaw. And the flaw is the federal government has the ability to print money.
And they do. As a matter of fact, it's said, and I don't know that it's true, it's said that our taxes only go to service the debt that the nation has, and that, in fact, the printing of money and all that other stuff is what they pay their employees with.
So it's a good idea. I support it. In fact, I'm already on board, if you will. I don't pay the federal goons, so I'm with you there. But I also understand that they don't care about that. They'll just turn on the printing press and, you know, screw you that way. So the tangent or the additional portion that you need is to have an alternative currency to go to. If you stop paying the feds and do business in an alternative currency like the Liberty Dollar or the Phoenix Dollar or whatever, you know, one of these real silver, gold-backed, value-backed currencies out there, if we could somehow shift those people to doing business in that, then that would really put the screw to the feds.
No, that's a great idea. Or barter.
Yeah,
which we
sure
get a lot of here in Montana to keep them out of our business. But
essentially, that's what it is. When you're talking about barter, you know, bartering silver for plumbing is still barter.
But you have to have that go-between. I mean, the reason why silver and gold became so popular was because it is the go-between between people that have services that they don't necessarily want to barter.
Right. Enough people want gold and silver out there that they're willing to. That I realize that even though I don't want gold and silver for really much of anything, I like having the coins, but I know that there's most people have women that are going to want jewelry, and that jewelry is best made out of gold and silver, and certainly plenty of men want jewelry too. I'm just, you know, I only wear a wedding band and not terribly interested in wearing that, honestly.
But I'm with you, man. I love the idea of non-cooperation, peaceful non-cooperation. That is going to be, in my opinion, the fastest, most effective route to achieving liberty in our lifetimes. And I don't think you need 67% to make a real impact. I think 5% would be significant. I mean, the people that were involved in revolutionary times were not a majority, and they weren't even close to a majority. So don't.
No, and that's our problem. We've become fat, complacent, apathetic sheep, and there's no wolves anymore, and we're being led to the slaughter, and we actually deserve it.
Well, you know, I'm not sure I entirely agree. With the revolution, it only required 5%. However, those 5% were busy, they were busy, they were active, they were vocal sort of people. There's 60 million people that I believe in the United States that work and don't pay taxes on those. And you don't hear about those people standing up and saying, I'm not paying taxes because these people are thieves.
They're not shouting it from the rooftops.
No, they're not.
You're right. So, it would have to be some. It would have to be an activist movement, which, of course, we're seeing happen here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. But any other thoughts tonight?
Nope, that was all, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
For the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We are going to see more nonviolent non-cooperation, or I think peaceful is probably a better way to say it, but a peaceful non-cooperation here in New Hampshire. It's already begun. It's only going to get bigger. And Sam from the Obscured Truth Network has said the voluntary society is inevitable. And the only question at this point is how badly, how violently the government bureaucrats will react to the coming changes. How long will they continue to fight with violence for their vision of their perfect society to survive? That's the question.
I don't know, because they are going to have to fight against their friends and neighbors. It's not like going to another country where you're, killing off those dirty Muslims who hate Jesus and want to kill us for our freedoms. You know, you can paint them with a really ugly brush. Now, admittedly, they managed to paint the Michigan militia sorts with a pretty ugly brush too.
But these non-cooperatives are not like the militia.
The Davidians. Yeah, I'm just saying that that's sort of separatist groups, I guess, is a terminology.
But these aren't separatists we're talking about. The people in the Free State Project are integrated into their communities. They are people who, many of them, are seen in public on a daily basis.
So the Michigan militia, they just happen to be guys that would meet together.
Right, but that doesn't happen here. I mean, our friends, the Free Staters, meet up we meet up in public and hang out, and there may be some of them that go out and shoot at gun ranges and stuff like that, but nobody's calling themselves a militia. They're not getting together in camo and toting guns, you know, in formation, walking down Main Street or anything like that. We do have people that open carry, but they don't brandish, you know. They're not trying to show their strength, their military strength or anything like that. They're just open carrying because they can and they want to exercise that right. So I don't think they're going to be able to brand the Free Staters in that same way. And certainly the Free Staters have gotten some bad press already, but none of it has been like that. None of it has been like that.
Agreed. The worst press that we're getting is, some local New Hampshireites sort of have the opinion that we're here to steal their state. And I'm not sure that they're completely wrong.
I don't want their state.
I don't want their state either, but I want to be free. And as a result, I'm going to take away their ability to use government force on me and everybody else.
Well, you know, tomorrow night, Mark, we are going to be live. Just in case our listeners do not know that, whether you're in radio land or on the Internet, you will be getting a live edition of Free Talk Live for Independence Day. I'm not sure. How many syndicated hosts take the day off on Independence Day?
Just about all of them.
Just about all? I figured that would be the case, but I wasn't sure about that.
I think some podcasters out there on the Internet that are probably going to do shows simply because they'll have the day off. Most of them are sort of amateur operations.
We will be here doing the program live, of course, talking about, inevitably, one of my pet peeves on Independence Day, the fact that people constantly call it the 4th of July. In fact, Frank in New York earlier was referencing it that way. And while it is the 4th of July, it is an Independence Day. The holiday is Independence Day. We'll talk about the difference and why it is people mess it up so much, inevitably, tomorrow. And also, we'll talk about declaring your independence. Because it's time to do that again. That's what we talk about on this show. That's what we were talking about with Bud a moment ago. Declaring your independence from the control of these people calling themselves the government. And to that end, I will share a little document that I sent to the city of Keene here in Keene, New Hampshire. When they sent me the property tax bill, I sent them back a letter asking them for proof that I actually owe these taxes, for proof of obligation. If you're claiming that I have to pay you this, just go ahead and show me the documentation that proves that I owe it to you. And I asked a few other questions as well, and we'll share those with you. But I was shocked to go to my mailbox today and discover that they actually wrote me back within less than 5 days of me writing them in the first place. They haven't cashed my check yet, though, which is kind of funny. It's been a handful of days, and they haven't cashed the check. They say they're going to, and we'll read you their response and all that. So we'll do it all tomorrow night on the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. Hey, don't forget to vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. And we'll return live tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you